starting on the first line on Zayin Amud Aleph. Yes, Yad Butzdaka and Yad Butzdaka. Is there a Yad Butzdaka or not? Because again, it's in that same pasuk Beficham, next to Neder. Is the Hekesh go on that too? But again, it's not the Ferish of the pasuk; it's a drasha. Hechidam Ilem Adam Adain Zuzu Lizdaka Adain Nami Hutzdaka Asmalu. That's clear. I said Zayin Amud Aleph first line. He said Adain, but he didn't say Nami. My Adain Nami Tzakikamar. Aduma My Adain Lenavkusa Baalmakamar. He means to spend the money, and the Rush speaks out that it's talking about because he doesn't have any other money, Dr. Rush. Why else would he say, I'm going to spend this money? This is for my expenses, but that's all he has on the Shnit and Rush. That thing my mind, Terry, the boy would ask you, just didn't finish it. Maybe they keep this because the Kabbalah is the super people who stuck up. My Kabbalah is Yeshlam Yad, I'm stuck here. So Yad, it's included in the Hekesh. I don't know about Tachar, the Iskish, it's only Hekesh for about Tachar. Yes, Yad will have Kerr, I don't know Yad will have Kerr. Is there Yad for Hefker or not? Correct the Gemara Hayin and stuck up. Isn't Hefker stuck up? Because he's giving away his things. And so it should be included in the same Shiloh Zaka. The Gemara, no. Mi amin hain Zaka. I'm sorry. Imtim Tzalami Yeshad Zaka. Imtim Tzalami Kama. Imtim Tzalami Yeshad Zaka. If you hold Yeshad Zaka, then the Shiloh is whether Yeshad will have Kerr or not. Have Kerr, mi amin hain Zaka. Do Mishan Zaka. Zaka Lachashanim. Have Kerr, Bein Lanim, Bein Lashirim. So it's not the same level as Zaka. By Ravina. Yes, you have a base akisa alive. If he says something, it should be a base akisa. If anything, he could have been with him, but the base akisa, they nami, who base akisa nami have it. That is preparing for a base akisa. Elohim, I'm a badain, but I'm a nami. My adain, I'm a badain, nami, base akisa means it should also be a base akisa. I do my badain, the tashmisha baal, I'll use it for something else. Come on. Frankly, Gamar, Machal, the Pshito, and Ravina, Yashimu, the base akisa. Does that mean Ravina holds there is zimu for a base akisa when we boil it, Ravina? If we had the Shiloh, it's been in the Beit HaKisa Mahu. Some are Gairus, it's been in the Beit HaMechut Mahu. Some are not Gairus yet. Because at the end of the day, the Gemara in Barucha says that there is no Shiloh by Beit HaMechut. But at one point, the Gemara thought there is. Question is the Gemara here quoting the Havamit or Matkana, either leave it in or don't leave it in. But the question is, Ravina didn't even know if Hasman of works for Beit HaKisa. So how can you have a Shiloh to buy Yad? Zimam Bayah, Lain Zimam Bayah. Look, the Gemara, Ravina Chadik, the double shayla. Zima mayalei and zima mayalei. Tum tzalami yesh zimun, yesh yad ein liyad. Tibayalei remains a shayla. All these shaylas from yesh yad l'kedushin all the way down to here, teku, we don't have any definite proof. Now take my right to manu dani lach. I'm rabbiya. Baida Rebbe Kiva, then Yamalka Shayna Laika. Since it says Chaychich Bezela Achmer, it means he's not sure. So he answers, but he can't give Malkus on a Suffolk. He can't just near Rabbi Kiva Machmer. Amra Baba, but then Nadina made not Kulam Alei Pligi the Aser. The word Nadina is similar to Mruchani, and therefore it's considered a Yad. Which I'm Tina Menach Lekulam Ashari, because your Papa holds Chayrim is not Isser. It's a different thing. It's a different category, excommunication. My Pligi, the Menu Dani Lach. If Kiva Sarva listened to the Diyu, Kiva holds that goes under Bechukani, it might be. Rabbanu Sarva listens to Mishantanahu, it's under the category of Chayram, which has nothing to do with the personal Isser. This is Rapapa Shita, who holds the Chayram and personal Isser are two different categories. Pligi is Rav Chizda, the Hu Gaiva Damra Mishantina, Benichsud Rebreid, Rav Yirmi Vahaba. There was a person that said Mishantina, which according to Rapapa would not be a Shaila, because that is not a Lashon Neder. Also, the time of the Rav Chizda, he came in front of Rav Chizda. Amaloi, less the chash behind the Rav Akiva. Mashmah, they're going to Rav Akiva would be usher. So we don't pass him like Rav Akiva. Sarim Mishamtana Pligi, he holds the Machlagism of Shamtana, is Chayrim included in the halach of Neder, meaning is a person speak Neder by using the word Chayrim. Amra Bilam Arab, the dog befun of Ematir and Layla befun of. You put a person in Chayrim in front of him, you have to be Matir in front of him. The Rush says it's because he deserves the covet. He deserves the covet. That's one shot in the Rush.
He deserves the covet?
Yes, because you put him in Chayrim in front of him, you mevazel him in front of him, so he deserves the honor of having it removed in front of him. It's a covet to the person that he's told the Pharisee it is being removed. That's what the Rush says.
There's a whole school terror on this.
I'm not trying to say, I don't know why you're...
No, Rabbi said a whole single Torah on this prat, the mechav of the person who he had need to be, he's a person.
I know I said that, but Dr. Harris doesn't seem to think it was a covenant.
The question I understood that it's a bizarre anti-Torah that someone's put in a cherub, so therefore he put himself in.
Doesn't say that. The Rosh says, K'mayshin idol b'fanav, k'arach l'chabdai b'fanav, v'kvay hamnudra kavad rav.
How is it a covenant?
Because we're recognizing him in front of him that it's time to remove it.
Putting him in
chayim is a bazillion. So if you did it in front of him, not saying whether you should or shouldn't do it in front of him.
I know,
but if you did it in front of him, he now deserves the respect to have it removed in front of him. That's what Rob said. Rob is not telling you to put it in front of him and not to do it in front of him. That's not the issue here.
Right. That's not the question. The question you asked was, on the test was, why did he put himself in there first?
That's a different Gemara. Okay, fine. That's not this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about Besson or whatever it is, put a guy in Shreirim.
Right.
And they put the guy in Shreirim in front of him. It has nothing to do with the question that I asked. Second shot in the rush is that it's a question of Zilzul. When he sees people aren't keeping the Shreirim, he'll be chashed that he'll start belittling Shreirim without realizing it had been removed. Hashem kid, if they put him in Shreirim not in front of him, so he figures, just like they put me in Shreirim I didn't know about, they didn't do it in front of me, so they removed it I don't know about. That the Gemara and Zohar Shalai B'Fanam Matzeh Olay Ben B'Fanam Shalai B'Fanam. The difference between the two Terutzim of the Rosh is with the Eben. According to the reason of Kavod, it's only L'chatchila. According to the reason of Zilzul, it wouldn't work even with the Eben. That's what the Rosh says. Great. Amar Rav Hanan, Amar Rav. Hashnei Atzkar is Hashem B'Pi Chaveirai, Tzarek L'Nedai Tzai. You hear the name of Hashem said in vain, from a friend, you have to put him in chayrim because of the terrible iser, the consequence of the iser, which shows how terrible the iser is. And they go after Yehben Yidin. Why is it so terrible? Mm-hmm. It causes poverty, and we learn that from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, if you mention my name the right way, it's a bracha, mashma. If you mention it the wrong way, it causes the opposite of bracha, Anias Kamisa, Shanema Kamisa Kulanoshim, right? And it couldn't have been anything else because they didn't turn blind, and they weren't Mitzvahim, and not having kids wouldn't have affected their influence on Parai. So therefore, it must be that they became poor. We find that they looked at people, they turned them to Galshal Tzamas, and we also find that they burned things down by looking at things. So we see that the Chacham have the power to see that the Chachamim. That Misa and Oyni are similar. Amr Abba Kaminikabe de Ravuna Shamad Lachitza. I heard this lady. The Abkat scars Hashem Levatava. She mentioned Hashem's name in vain. Shamti put her in a chayrim, Bishar Lava Alter Bapav. Then he wasn't him again. He removed it right away. Because they said, this is a Shaila. Why did he remove it right away? The chayra, there has to be 30 days. Right? So the Rosh says, that it's a machlokes, and the Gemara might cut, and it says you need 30 days. That's what the Rosh learns. The Ran learns that the purpose of this nidui is to frighten her not to do it again. And therefore, not a punishment, it's rather a warning. And therefore, it can be removed right away. But the Rosh learns it's a machlokes. Dr. Gemara, Shmamina Tlas, Shmamina Hashveh, Skloz Hashem, Vichavei, Tchachle, Adai, Say, Shmamina Nidol, Befanav, Ematil, Befanav, he was matter right away, so she should be there. But there doesn't have to be a time in between. He can put himself in the chayrim and take it off. In fact, now, if your chayrim pshita is, why can't he take it off? Meaning, he was a person that understood the severity of what he did to put himself in the chayrim. So obviously, he feels he did enough tshuva to remove it. A prisoner can't release himself. Somebody has to release him. Why would a person put himself into chayrim and remove it right away? The Gemara is saying, when the Tamachachim was Mechuyim of chayrim, and he didn't want to put the Tamachachim in chayrim, for one of two reasons he did it himself, either to put himself in that situation, or that he should remember to remove it, because it was difficult for him to put a Talmud Chacham in Zerim, but he had to. So when he did that, Shamet Nawshim Bereisha, this is the Gemara that that question was
going on.
Okay, put himself in Zerim first. Well, the Mishamet Beberav, Chai Lebe, saying he had to interact with his family, Shari Lenavshim, with all the Shari Le, and then he was mocked to himself. The other guy. Yes?
So, it's a design to Torah when someone's put into Zerim, right?
Yes, but sometimes you have to do it.
Right, so
if that,
aren't you adding to
Bezoyin
by putting yourself in Cherub?
What happens is, you Mitzayah with him. Here you have to put this person in Cherub.
But the whole reason you fell with the Bezoyin to cover Torah, so here you're doing it yourself. What are you accomplishing?
You're not accomplishing anything except to express your feeling of having to do something that you'd rather not do. That's an accomplishment.
You're
Mitzayr Atzmai with him.
Right, okay, that I hear.
Okay, so that's by saying, I'm Machshav your Torah.
You have to do, that doesn't, you feel bad for the guy, he's in a cherub, and so...
No, I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad that I'm in a situation that I have to do this. So I, quote-unquote, punish myself.
It's not a bazillion. It's not a bazillion to... The English is a good language. It's a bazillion or something.
You know, I'm not responsible for English. Again, the Rush says, the first shot, that if you have to do something...
It tarnishes the honor of Torah.
What?
It tarnishes the honor of Torah.
Right, when you put a Talmud Chacham with the Chayim.
Right. So then if you're... He's also a Talmud Chacham, so you're adding to the
No, when you do it to yourself, it doesn't tarnish the Kavanah Torah.
Why?
Because it's... Everybody...
Why would you put yourself? You must have done something.
Again. So this is goes to the Machlok Yus Mishaynim. Whether this applies to every cherem, or only when you do it for this reason. It's a machlokes rishonim. Right? So that's a machlokes. Some say that it only applies to this kind of a reason, and some say it applies everywhere. So again, in the Rush doesn't speak out whether it applies everywhere or not. There could be that this shot in the Rush holds that it can only be done in this kind of a case when you're doing it only to feel along with the person.
Beautiful that the person now, you think, you know, I can't, I'm so upset what I did. It beautifies Torah. A person puts himself, that a Rebbe is going to go with him. It's like the Rebbe who goes, the guy kills Shogeg, the Rebbe goes, you know, it's the same type of thing.
Exactly, that's what I said.
It's a beautiful thing for, wow, this man gives himself up.
But bothers Dr. Eric, you're not answering his question.
But
he says, if it's not a Kavanah Torah, you're adding to the non-Kavanah Torah. That's what Dr. Harrison's question is.
And I don't think it's beautiful.
Again, it doesn't answer his question. It might be beautiful for the guy, but it still tarnishes Kavanah Torah. That's Dr. Harrison's question.
Thank you.
That's the Gemara by Tavamar, and Gitlam, and Rabbi Nash, and Nishbom, and Kaim, and Samitzvah. The Nehmad of Ramelech said, Nishbati, and Kaim, and Lishma, and Mishmat, and Tzklecha. Frank, the Gemara, and Shuas, and Nachal. Like, Bush, and Bavayim, and Bar Sinaihu. The whole shul does not mean anything. So the Gemara, Kamashla, the Sharla Lilis is Uzin Avshay, even though it's not Chal, but it's Mazaris the person. So don't think this is Mighty Shem Shemaim Labatala. It's not. The Amr Gidlam Rabbi Mashkabesh, the Perigzash, the Masech the Zoom, Nedder God Blood of the Lakay Yisrael, which the Rush learns means Nedder. This is under the category of Kabbalah Lidvar Mitzvah, which we learn now from the Ficha, which tells us that people can be Makabal Dvar Mitzvah, and the Rush learns. This goes under the category of neder. Frank the Gemara and Mushba by Mar Sinaihu. So it's not chal. Then shua chal ashua. And even though by neder it can be chalad against the mitzvah, that's when you deal with the item, not when you deal with yourself. Dr. Gemara, my kamash malan dafil is ruzeh ba'amahinu begiv l'kanaisa. So why would we repeat it twice? Gemara, kamash malan even the ibas and alshe b'kriyash ma'al shachas harmas shemachah chayashua le, which the Rush learns. That it's not a chayv to learn all the time. That's what it sounds from the Rash. The Rash says you have to learn whatever you want, but it's not the fairish in the pasuk. Therefore, you can make a shu on it. But the Rash learns it's not a chayv, it's a rishus. And therefore, a shua can be chal. Talk to Gemara Vaitra. I'm Rav Gidla, I'm a rabbi, I'm a lachaber, and Nashkim, and Nishna Perigzeh. All of the Hashkim, he has to go first. Shinemer, but Yemer, like, Kumtse, Labeka, Visham Adam, right? I will speak to you. Vaitra, Labeka, Vinisham, Kwein Hashem, Aymed. I'm Rabbi Yisuf. The Dur B'Chaloyim, if a person gets put into Chayim in a dream, Tzarech Yud B'nei Adam L'Hachaloy. Because it might have been a Shlichus of Hashem, so you need the Shechina present, the level of Shechina, to remove it, which is 10 people. And only who the Tani Hochasa, again, it's a Shaila had to be Gairis. Some are Gairis who the Masni Hochasa, that's the Rosh is Gairis. They teach. But Tani Velay Masni, they don't teach. Why? But be lack of the Masni Hochasa, I feel the Tani Velay Masni. That's how the Rosh is Gairis. First, we want people that teach. We can't find people that teach, we'll take people that don't teach. Others are Gairis, he has to learn Gemara. If he only learns Mishnah, it's not. If you can't find people to learn Gemara, you take people to learn Mishnah. Mileka, Lanes of Lanes of Abashas Rachel, Yerushalam and Lebeyud, to greet 10 people, at the Mikle, I saw the Gemara Hilchah said, that alleviates the pain of the Cherem, till he finds 10 people that can remove the Cherem. Amal Rabin al Rabashi, Yadaman Shamte, what if in the dream he knows the person that put him to Cherem? Can Mao the Lishra leg, is that person a Shliach from the Rabbi Nishvalim? Just like he might have been a shliach to put him in, he might be a shliach to remove him. Amalei lisham tu yishav yishliach, lamishol yishav yishliach. No raya. He might just have been a shliach one way. Amalei vachel ravashi, shamta b'shar lebechalma. What if in the same dream, they put him in cherem and removed it? My. Amalei shem shiyavshu lebabel in heaven. Just like you can't have grain without straw. Hachi yavshu lechalei b'loi dvarim b'talem. And this might be the dvarim b'talem of the dream. Ravina amalei nidri lu divisu. Ravina had a letter to his wife. Also the time of the Ravashi, he came in front of Ravashi. Amalei, he said to him, Baal Mao Shias Shliach Lecharat Asishtai. Can her husband represent his wife? That was his question. So the question is, meaning everybody, so this is Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim learn that the Shaila is for sure everybody else can be a Shliach for somebody else. You don't have to come yourself to make a Shliach. The husband's only Shaila is only by the husband. Do we trust him to be honest and not add different reasons why the netter shouldn't work? That's what some Rishayim learn, which is the Rosh Hashita. However, in Halacha, we pass on the other Rishayim. That the guy himself has to come. The only reason we have a Shaila is because Baal Ki Ishtai. So maybe he's different, which is the way we paskin, which is why you can be a shliach for your wife, or a Taras Nadarim, but you can't be a shliach for your daughter. That's how we paskin. Now, it's interesting, I just read this yesterday, and I don't know where I read it, in one of the places, that the Sfardim have a minig that Rosh Chodesh El, they get together, I don't know, they do it in Cleveland, but in real Sfardi places, they get together, the whole Kohila comes together, Maitre Shabbos, after Rosh Chodesh El, and they have a bezel sitting in front, all men, women, everybody comes, and they all say the Nusach of Ataras Nadarim together, whatever Nusach they have, and then the bezel is mantra everybody's letter. And they do it 40 days before Yom Kippur, right? They don't wait, because they want to get rid, because there's a Kabbalah Sfarim that says that some of the areas take 40 days to remove. That's why it's built up the Sfardi Minig. Again, it's a Sfardi Minig. And they do this, I don't know if they do it in Cleveland, but the Sfardi Kehilas, they do Hataras Nadarim 40 days before. They all get together, men, women, and they come to the show, and Bezen sits in front, one Bezen. They all say Hataras Nadarim together, and then they remove everybody's nether. What?
What do you have specific things you have to say?
What do
you get specific? If there are things you know...
So then they have to go privately to have that. But we're talking about the Nusach HaKadosh Nadar. They also start sleeping with some Chayda Shaul, so...
A basin of free.
What?
A basin of free. They do
have
a culture, but are the same
Russian that we... No, they haven't. I don't know their Nusach. I don't want to say. They're together, yes, if not. If you have to be my tree, have to get people together, we don't trust you. Why do you have to go to Rav Ashi? Some are gyrus, some are gyrus, but yali. One means it's not permitted, and one means it's not proper. Less of a lesson. They're together, you can do it. The Shanta, I feel about the rabbi. The Gemara adds that in, but the Cherem should be removed even in your Rebbe's city. Yachid Mumcha, sorry, Shanta. What is a Mumcha? We said a Machlekes Rishayim, whether you need Smicha, or the person has to be a recognized God Lador. I'm Rav Shimon Bar Zid, I'm Rebbe Tzchub Atav, 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 I'm Rebbe Hashem will shine to those who fear his name, a son of charity and healing. Yelub bnei Adam, senior bay, light to Shem Shemayim lebatala. Shem is stuck on Marpe, how does the sun heal? Rabbi Yishmami Nachargu, the Yemimasi, the whatever you call that dust of the sun deals. Pligid of Shimon Malachus that says the pasuk is not going on this world, but rather going to the above. I'm ready, but in Kiri Hanum Laila Baba. But it's broken by Shimon Atiku, Tadikim is Shrapim Bab, Tadikim get healed, Rishon the Dainim Bab. Shem is Rokim Chav Yerush Mi, Shem is Tokim Marpe. Tadikim is Rai Rai. Tadikim is Shrapim Bab, Shem is Rokim Shem is Rokim. Loya is Shem is Tadim Bab. They enjoy it. Shem Rabi Yatsasam, Upashtam, you will go and rush them and grow bigger. Kegli Marbek, like the calves, what does Marbek mean?
In the stall.
But Shalom, the Dainabash, them he be over the cover, like Jose, the Chalai, the Mishakash, the law, the place of my aim, my ball, they'll be consumed by the Asalava. Yes.
The game, the Shalom, we're going to come out from Gehenna, they're going to get punished by the sun. Yeah, but was it, so there's no more, but so Gehenna itself, the actual Gehenna, there's no more of that anymore?
Just that.
Sir?
I guess not.
What, did they go back after that?
They don't exist after that.
Yeah, there's no certain. You have to see this. I'm have to see what's going on over here.
We're in the Ella mode. You know, I had to do the Ella mode. You should be saying schmoozing. I don't know why you aren't saying
schmoozing. I don't know what else to bring up completely.
Yeah.
I know this from completely. Let's say this. Let's say here. Don't be like straw. Burn them up.
Can I remind you about the test? Oh, thank you. Kenidre, Risham, Nadir, Benazir, Bekarban, Vashua. If a person says Kenidre, Risham, which the Gemara will explain, it is a neder, it's a yad for neder. It works for Nazir, Karban, and Shua, depending on how he finishes it up. Kenidre, Ksherim, Vayamar Klum, because Ksherim don't make Nadarim. Kenidvaisam, Nazir, Benazir, Bekarban, but not by Shua. They never make a Shua, even as a Nadava. Practic Amar with him, Mahal's Gabba Kenidre, Shem, Lay Nadarim. How do you know he means to make a neder? Amar Shmuel, Vayamar Kenidre, Shem, Al Hareini, Malai, Amen. Hareini, Benaziris. Live carbon, he met a Bishua. In fact, my ready Bazir is my ready Batinus Kamar. How do you know it means that? I'm a Shuk, so I'm not able to follow. He met a Bishua, do my men of Dal Chilmer Kamar. Maybe it means he will eat, not that he won't eat. I'm a Rabbi, I met a Shlayach. Yachim, I might remember what's the Kiddush. Because my other table of Mabit Shua may be made. I met a Shlayach, it might not be a Shua, it might just be a statement. Kamash Malan, that some are Gaius are there and some are not Gaius are there. Kamash Malan, that when he says, Kandidi Rishon, Hemenu, it's Shemayachal, it's a Lush and Nether. Kenidrik Shem Lamaklum can advise him another. Fact about Mount Tama the Shalom Leben Nether and Ludava. Who makes the difference in Nether and Ludava? Rebbe Yehuda. Tanya Taylash Leitidar. Pasuk says Taylash Leitidim Shetidim Leit Shalom. Taylash Mizah Mizah, Shein and Eidik Alikar. There's two Pshatim in this Gemara that Rash brings. Some learn that Pshat is the Pasuk before says a Shetidim Shalay. The question is Taylash Leitidim going back on the Pasuk before? Or not going back in the pasuk before. This pasuk just says Tayyim Ashalaiti Deb Shetidim Alay Deshalom. Pasuk before said Ashetid Shalay. Is that better than Tayyim Ashalaiti Deb? Or is Tayyim Ashalaiti Deb better than Ashetid Shalay? The Rosh doesn't like that shot because the Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk Ashetid Shalay. If the Machlokes is whether it goes back, why did the Gemara bring the pasuk? Therefore, the Rosh learns that Ashetidim Alay Deshalom is redundant. Obviously, if you say Tayyim Ashalaiti Deb Ashetid Deb, we'd understand. Why did it say Velay Tishalom? To tell me that Tidar means even if you pay, it's better not to make a netter. That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara. That by repeating Velay Tishalom, the Gemara is revealing to us that Tidar means to make a netter even if you pay. That's how Rameir holds. Rameir. I can't hear you.
What does it say more than the Chumash that we learned this week? That the very same language, pretty much.
No, it doesn't. It says, Chesendel, Lizar, Lechachay. If you don't make it better, you won't have a hate. Not telling you not to make it better. What does it say not to make it better? It doesn't say you make it better, you will have a hate. The hate is if you don't pay it. doesn't say that it's better not to make a neder, even if you pay it. Pasuk is just telling you, if you make the neder, you're stuck with an avera if you don't keep it. If you don't make the neder, you won't have that avera. That's all it's saying. But it is interesting that this week's parsha talked about the same trouble. Anyway, so Judah, so he holds it is good to make a neder. So according to him, it wouldn't be kinyan yerushalayim. He meant only neder, but nedava is good.
I mean, any of them, they argue with
Zruzei Nafshe. This is not Zruzei Nafshe.
I understand, but
this has nothing to do with Zruzei Nafshe. This is talking about making a nedava for a carbon. Nothing to do with Zruzei Nafshe.
They all agree that it's fine?
No, Remeir says it's fine. That's what the Gemara is answering. Even Remeir, who says don't make nedarim even if you're going to pay them, says you can make nedavas. That's a problem.
Say for Zruzei Nafshe, everyone agrees it's fine then, right?
For mitzvahs, yes. Because it's not chal. There's no iser. It's not an iser. It's not chal at all. But the Tana uses the word neder by nedava. Right? So the Gemara, Tani nadav b'nazir b'karba. Meaning the Tana made it, usually can misspeak between neder and nedava. But he means nedava. Frank the Gemara, why is nedava better? Maishna nadir loy domas, but it's a kala. Nedava nami loy domas, but it's a kala. And for the Gemara, kill lazakim. I kill lazakim. So therefore, if he does it this way, it's okay. Now some learn, therefore all the davas are good. The Rush learns, only if the behemoth is next to the Azara can he say, can advise him. Everybody should have a wonderful day.